Welcome to Weekly Biblical Encouragement. Imagine that your friend found a cure for cancer. It could be cured for free to you and everyone. Now imagine again that everyone in the whole world had cancer but your friend had died to find the cure. Would you not want the whole world to know there was a cure? But the first step for the world to be cured of cancer would be for them to know that they have cancer. In this illustration, sin is cancer and your friend is Jesus. The first step to cure sin is to admit that you have sinned. Sin is anything that brings sadness to God's heart, anything that God did not design. Sin is a mutation due to Adam and Eve eating the fruit that God told Adam not to eat. But we have the cure for death by sin. The cure is Christ. And for too long we as the church have been hiding in four walls. We have become complacent as a church because Christians have been at this for 2,000 years. Revivals are great, but we do not need revival, we need an eternal flame. We cannot burn out, we must pull from the greatest oil base ever known to man. We must pull from the one who created all the oil and who can create more. Oil to keep the fire in your heart from burning out. The fire is your passion for God, and the only way to have an eternal flame is to have as much oil as you need for the day. Not how much we need for that 1 hour or 2 hours a week that we are in church. If the average lifespan of man is 78 years and there are 52 Sundays in a year, then the average man spends about 4,056 hours in church if they never missed a Sunday. If you never missed a Sunday or Wednesday, the total would be 8,112 hours in church, compared to 490,308 hours out of church. This is why it is so crucial for us to read the Bible and pray daily, but it is not about the hours spent in the Bible, prayer, and church. It is about your friendship with Jesus. We must not think about it like we think about everything else, where the more we do, the more our friendship with Jesus grows. It is about faith and not as much about action. But our most important mission is to tell others about Him so that they can have an eternal fire too. The most important thing anyone can do is to make sure they know Jesus and to make sure that all your friends and family know Jesus too. So be sure this week that you know Christ. Remember also that we have the cure for sin for the world. We must make sure we do not hide the cure in four walls this week. Let's remember that you might be the only Jesus someone may see or the only Bible someone may hear. So let us make sure that we are not waiting for revival or the end of time to refill the oil in our hearts, that we may have an eternal flame that lights the way for someone to find Jesus. We cannot give anyone Christ, they have to be led by the Spirit. Remember to read your Bible and pray each day this week to keep the eternal flame burning.